This is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexiou. The U.S. is warning Iran it should not mistake as weakness President Donald Trump's last-minute decision to not retaliate militarily for Tehran's shoot-down of an unmanned U.S. drone near the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said that our military is rebuilt and new and ready to go. He also says threats to international peace and security in the Middle East and around the world are on the rise.
Iran's continued pursuit of nuclear weapons, its threats to exceed the limits set in the failed Iran nuclear deal in the coming days, its continuing buildup of menacing Quds Force capabilities in Syria and Iraq.
The operation.
President Donald Trump says he is delaying a nationwide sweep to deport people living in the U.S. illegally. At the request of Democrats, they have delayed the illegal immigration removal process for 2 weeks to see if the Democrats and the Republicans could get together and work out a solution to the asylum and loophole problems at the southern border. President Trump wrote in a tweet on Saturday afternoon from the presidential retreat in Camp David in Maryland. Well, according to North Korean state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un received a personal letter from U.S. President Trump and is contemplating the contents. That's the word of the official Korean Central News Agency, and it's using that as it posted a picture of a pensive Kim holding a letter, apparently with White House letterhead. The agency quoted Kim as praising its excellent content. Now, if you'll recall, earlier this month, President Trump received a beautiful, very personal and very warm letter from the North Korean leader. Though nuclear talks between the U.S. and North officials are stalled, Kim and Trump have been exchanging letters and pictures for the past year. This is VOA News. Well, Ethiopian officials say that the chief of staff of the army was shot and killed by his bodyguard late Saturday, hours after what officials described as an attempted coup in Ethiopia's Amhara state. A spokeswoman for Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said Army Chief Siri Makanin and a retired general were killed in a coordinated attack in Siri's home. Baleen Seyoum said earlier Saturday what she called a hit squad broke into a meeting in Amhara State Capital, killing Regional President Ambashu McKinnon and one of his senior advisors. Millions of Istanbul residents voted on Sunday in a rerun of a mayoral election that's become a referendum on President Tayyip Erdogan's policies and a test of Turkey's ailing democracy. When the opposition Republican People's Party candidate secured a narrow victory over Erdogan's AK Party in Turkey's largest city, it was a rare electoral defeat for the president in the March vote. But after weeks of AKP appeals, Turkey's High Election Board in May annulled the vote, citing irregularities. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, former British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, is promising to deliver Brexit in his first formal pitch to the party members in Birmingham in central England. Opening his address, he said, "We need to get Brexit done and be prepared to leave the EU without a withdrawal deal in place."
They're looking for somebody with the determination and the courage and the application to get Brexit over the line, to relaunch our party, and then to take the fight to the socialists. That's what people want.
Johnson's opponent, the current Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, says he's prepared to do the same thing, but the right way.
Send the right person, and there's a deal to be done. Send that right person, and we can do what we all need to do, which is to come back with something positive for our country.
But for now, Johnson is the runaway favorite of Tory lawmakers to take the party leadership and replace Theresa May as prime minister. Thousands of supporters of LGBT rights marched in the Ukrainian capital Kiev under a heavy police presence. They marched in the center of the capital on June 23rd while waving rainbow and Ukrainian flags as thousands of police and National Guard troops stood by to ensure order. Organizers of the March of Equality said about 8,000 people took part in the event, several Western diplomats also attending the event. Well, that death toll and a deadly building collapse in Cambodia is at least 17 people, 24 injured. The workers were sleeping on the second floor of the seven-story building, which was under construction. 50 to 60 workers used that building for housing. I'm Philip Alexiou, VOA News.